I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. The State House earlier this week approved a $1.2 billion plan to fix roads in Michigan, which includes a 3.3 cent gas tax increase, a 7 cent diesel tax increase, a $40 hike in vehicle registration fees, and using $600 million in general fund revenue. I spoke with 109th District State Representative John Kivala for his reaction to the overall package. Here's more with State Representative John Kivala.
Quite frankly, I don't think it's a viable package, and it was very short notice, quickly thrown together. You know, there's been a sparring match between the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House, and so I think this was to just kind of shove something over to the Senate to say, okay, you're up next, you try to do something. But it's not a real viable package.
It seems to me that, at least from the reports that I saw, that this was in effect the package or main points of the package that had come to some semblance of a negotiation between both the majority and minority leaders in both chambers and the governor. Then that fell apart last week, and then suddenly the Senate Majority Leader says the House should do this. The House suddenly does this. This just doesn't even feel like it's going to stick. What happened?
Well, no, it isn't. And, you know, they didn't include the Democrats at all in the discussion. So in order for them to get the votes on their side, they had to put in some massive tax cuts because they have a lot of members that have taken these no tax increase pledges. So you see that registration fees go up because, hey, fees are fees. They're not taxes. So they can raise those. You know, those are going up 40%. So, you know, anyone that appreciates that birthday tax, when your registration comes due, it's, you know, going up significantly under this plan.
I like that, as you call it, birthday tax. You know, I just before you called us, I got a call from a listener, lives out in Ishpeming. He is a trucker, so he's worried about the diesel tax increase of 7 cents that's in this package. But he also said that he has two pickup trucks that he just registered at $160 a piece, and it's going to go to $200 if this goes through. He said this is ridiculous. Yesterday, someone else said, is that $40 they're talking about with registration? This isn't going to play well, is it?
No, it's not. And then, you know, they coupled that with, you know, homestead tax credit of about $200 million annually, and then eventually an income tax rollback. So where's the logic here that we're raising some fees, but we're going to give these huge tax cuts? I mean, how do you raise revenue to fix roads by doing tax cuts? I mean, but in order to get their members on board to vote for something, they had to have these huge tax cuts in there. So, I mean, it's just not practical. And then you add in, we know the number is about $1.2 billion that we need annually to invest in our roads. In this package, the first year is $373 million. The second year is $402 million. It eventually gets to $1.2 billion in 2021 or 2022, but that's in almost $1 billion worth of tax cuts that we're going to see out of the general fund. So it's just almost comical.
State Representative John Kivala with us this morning. We're talking about the proposal for road funding that was passed out of the House off to the Senate. Now, John, one of the other things in it is it does include $600 million from the general fund, but as I understand it, those are unidentified cuts.
Well, that's true. And, you know, you wonder why I couldn't vote to support this. We're going to cut $600 million from the general fund. Tell me where it's coming from, because I will tell you, K-12 education can't take this. Local government can't take this. You know, what we're doing with mental health care right now is embarrassing in this state. We're going to cut that some more. It's ridiculous. So, you know, again, I think this was just a message to send to the Senate that you wanted us to pass something, we passed something. Now your turn.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating.
It is frustrating because it's something that needs to get done as soon as possible, and yet it's a plan that phases in over 5 years. And in 5 years, a good portion of these lawmakers that may vote for it probably aren't even going to be there.
Yeah, what we voted in, the bulk of which will never take place while any of us are still in that chamber. You know, and then not only that, you know, the governor's been clear that we need a self-supporting, sustainable solution. Well, general fund allocations are yearly allocations. That is not a sustainable plan. I mean, it's just not.
That's the comments of 109th District State Representative John Kivala. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.